right, it's time once again for Pat Radio on WCRS 102.1, 98.3, Low Power FM for Columbus, Ohio. We are a service of Simply Living. On tonight's show, we have a live performance by the Umbrella Men. Also, previews of the Peter Morin show this Friday at the Wexner Center, and the show by Earth, which is Saturday at the Wexner Center. We hear from our friend Eric Peppel at the Wexner once again. And also, if you stay put, you'll have a chance to win some Peter Morin tickets. So stay tuned.
Ready? So bad.
bubbling lipstick mummies and a dream of ancient lust, but when you try to touch one, they always turn to dust. She was at my beck and call, and she pleased me so well, the way that she'd smile and the way that she'd smell, but I had to cast my seed wherever it fell, unless they were heaven. Not have heard the news. Step and fetch it is. Step and fetch it. Yeah.
Floats away. Agony, fumbling for your wedding ring, ask that bless but don't confess, and veil your silent sweet regret. Penny with your green eyes now turned down, wearing thy night like a wedding gown, black raven circling round you now, around your bed and around your brow. Oh, now in a compromise, looking into the devil's eyes, you say you see three shadows swinging from a tree. Is this how you want to live your life darkening, a lonesome beauty like a homeless king. The waters of time rush over and through, and dulling the sweetness once in you. Oh, now in a compromise, looking into the devil's eyes, you say you see shadows swinging from a tree. Is this how you want to live your life alone? Alone. you saw the makeup for the very first time. How long did you stand in line? Just a pissy, it's Benonius is behind. There you go, foaming at the mouth again. It turns out you don't have much to say, but you say. They're trying to be. Do you ever get lonely at the top of Hipster Mountain? You used to have some friends, but you climbed up there without them. Now you got it, made them at you. You think that I won't pretend it was bad. I guess you forgot that was all you had.
Capping off that long set of music on Pat Radio is the Kyle Soulwashes from not the most recent album, but the one right before that, entitled What's Important and What's Not. We heard a song called Pitchforks. Nice little dig at everybody's favorite indie music blog. The Kyle Soulwashes are appearing this Friday night at Scully's, supporting Enon. Also on that bill is a band called Singer from Chicago and another band called Pirate. Before the Kyle Soulwashes, The Wiles, doing a song called Annie with Your Green Eyes. And that comes from their album of last year, entitled Sleepers Wake. Before The Wiles, we heard St. Paul, in this case Paul Nini, and his Coalition of the Willing. From an album that also came out last year, we heard a song called More Akron Than Cleveland. And the record is called Everyone Is Wrong. Mike Repp and the Quotas before that, going back a ways to a album that was called A Tree Stump Named Desire. We heard a song called Nightwalker. And started off that set with Moist Stars doing Shoe Blues from an album that came out in 2002 called The Splendor of Fallen Graces. What do all those songs have in common? Well, not much, other than the fact that I picked them all up at various record stores last Saturday during National Record Store Day. And if you miss National Record Store Day, guess what? The record stores are still there. And you're more than welcome to go to your friendly indie record store here in town and pick yourself up some quality music. Right now, speaking of quality music, we're going to hear some live stuff from the Umbrella Men. Songs, we're going to hear two songs from their album that is out now, called Umbrella Men. Vagabond Ramparts is the first song, then another one called I Don't Emote, and then a third song, which is brand spanking new, called Aria of Gold. And then we're going to do a little talking with the Umbrella Men when they're done playing here.
Down, it's over now.
now you're down. It's over now. Use it by now. If I had a boat, you'd sail by now. If you have a boat, won't you take me away? I don't emote, not just every day. A gun will do, or a pamphlet too. A gin on ice, or a four-bit vice. If you got at least one, baby, I'll be set. I haven't had any fun since the day we met. Cape, a mask maybe, a mask, a cape, and the ledge make three. If you got a plane, won't you fly me away? I don't fly so low anyway.
David and Dan Tuss, a.k.a. The Umbrella Men, are my guests this week on Pat Radio. We just heard three songs by them from, would you call it your debut CD?
Yes.
Okay. And they're originally from Dayton, and it was school that brought them both to Columbus here, and you guys are kind of bouncing between burgs at this point, aren't you?
I guess you could call it that.
I'm curious about your sound and your style. You call your I suppose your label or your production company Discount Nostalgia, and there's definitely a nostalgic thread running through your music, but at the same time it still sounds very modern, and I think it's something that the kids can get, you know. Did you grow up, what kind of music did you guys grow up listening to?
I didn't start listening to music till I was probably 16, so I guess got into folk music from the start, old Woody Guthrie albums, Ash recordings, and those things.
Yeah, I got it about the same time because of him. I also play violin, so I picked up on classical music early from, actually my violin teacher gave me a bunch of tapes, and that's basically where I started.
Do you guys didn't listen to a lot of rock and roll? Or?
Yeah.
We did.
I mean, classic rock is ubiquitous as a teenager, so that was always there. Rock from the 70s and all that, so.
You had your Dylan phase, and I had Neil Young phase that lasted a pretty long time. After my Billy Joel phase.
And we won't talk about that. Yeah, everybody has something like that in the past. All right, and how long you guys have been playing together?
We got our first guitar probably when I was 12, so it's been a good 11 years.
As this outfit, though, we've been playing probably 2 years with these songs in this outfit.
Okay, and you guys share songwriting responsibilities?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do.
Okay. Is it generally if you write the song, you sing the song, or not?
Yeah.
Generally. Mostly because we write for our own vocal range. They're very specific.
Where can folks find you guys playing soon?
Well, we have a couple things coming up beginning of May. May 3rd, for sure, we're down at Terra Gallery during Gallery Hop. We'll just be on the street. We'll have our PA system, so you'll probably hear us if you're down there. Also, we're working on a date that same night. We might play Woodstock on Woodruff, is what they're calling it. It's a block party on campus. And for sure, May 8th, it's a Thursday down at Scarlet and Gray. We're going to be with the Blasternauts, so we're pretty excited about that one.
Okay, so I encourage you all to go out and go see the Umbrella Men. Do you still have copies of your CD?
We sure do.
All right, they can pick that up at the show?
Definitely.
Let's hear one more Umbrella Men song before we're done. This one comes from the CD entitled Umbrella Men. And the song is called Look But Don't Touch.
Because the stars know it's not meant to be. But it's not something I can tell you to your face, or something I can whisper behind your back. There's never been a time or a place. I am a coward, I deserve a plaque. When I first met you, the stars all aligned, and in the night sky I could see your face. It was next to mine, but that was the sky. Back on Earth I lost a one-man race. It's not something I can tell you to your face, or something I can whisper behind your back. There's never been a time or a place. I am a coward, I deserve a plaque. But I'll be gone in Germany all summer. La, 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 la. But in my mind, I'll be here with you. La, la, la 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 la. And though I know I'm just a dreamer, in my dreams you're a coward too. But it's not something you can tell me to my face, or something you can whisper behind my back. There's never been a time or a place. We are both cowards, so give us our plaques. Reception room, I can sense no bitterness, can feel no gloom. Are you all this happy? Oh, what has escaped me? As I clean my throat, I mystify. I cut out the essentials, but I never lie. It's no act of random, it's calculated boredom. And when you leave me alone, I pick up the phone to die. There's someone I know who knows how I look when I cry. When I try to get a minute's rest, there's always someone trying to do their best to exhaust me completely, though they phrase it sweetly. Someone's dog or someone's new wet kid, what they didn't do and what they did. Too much information for one brain to sustain, and especially when it doesn't make sense to me. Cause when I try to be sincere, to come a bit near, they leave.
Peter Moore doing Social Competence from his latest album entitled The Last Tycoon. See, on the phone with me again is Eric Pepple, who is becoming something of a regular guest on the show. And we were talking about, earlier in the month, talking about the Jens Lechman Show, the Caribou Show, Man Man. And then coming up near, closer to the end of the month, Peter Morin, who some of you might know from Peter Bjorn and John, on April 25th.
Yeah, yeah. Peter Morin, yeah, from the Peter of Peter Bjorn and John, who that was they were here last May, I believe, around this time, and you know, Pack the House, one of the definite highlights, the next Awex series, and Peter Morin has his first solo record out, a record called The Last Tycoon, which just hit shelves maybe a little under a month ago. And he's going off on one of his first big solo tours, and it's great to have him back. And fans of Peter Bjorn and John, this definitely sits right in their wheelhouse, and have it on good authority that in addition to all of these new tracks from his new release, he'll also be doing some rearranged Peter Bjorn and John songs as well. So it'll be a good sort of sampler of everything he's been up to for the last few years. And the opener as well is a guy named Tobias Froberg, who is a producer for Peter Morin's solo record and sort of travels in the same circles as Peter Bjorn and John and Jose Gonzalez. Sort of this, you know, really great solo intimate pop songwriting, and it's a great bill, and it's Friday the 25th of April.
Okay, and probably the polar opposite of that show is happening the next night on April 26th with Earth.
Yeah,
and Sword Heaven.
Yeah, from the more mellow and subdued to the floor rattling with Earth, and have also just confirmed that Columbus's Sword Heaven will also be opening that show.
And Eric, thanks for taking the time to talk to me again.
Thanks so much, Pat. I appreciate it.
Let's go ahead and give away those Peter Morin tickets. I have a pair of tickets to give away to this Friday's show at the Wexner Center. And the first person to email me at patradio@gmail.com with simply the subject line of Peter Morin, you'll get yourself those tickets to this Friday's show. Right now, we're going to hear something from Saturday's lineup, music by Earth. And first of all, we're going to hear one from Sword Heaven. That's Earth doing a song called Ouroboros is Broken from a 2007 release of theirs called Hibernaculum. And before that, Sword Heaven doing Town Hag. And as I said before, they're both playing at the Wexner on Saturday. All right, that's going to about do it for Pat Radio this time around. You've been listening to Pat Radio on WCRS 102.1 98.3 Low Power FM, Columbus, Ohio, a broadcast service of Simply Living. Want to find out more about WCRS? Go to WCRSFM.org. You want to download this show and look at the playlist? You can go to patradio.org and click on the podcast link. Right now, I'm going to leave you with one more song by the Spelling Bees. I played them last week, and I'm going to play them again because their CD arrived in the mail this past week. They are playing this Friday night with Two Cow Garage and Todd May at Andy Man's Treehouse. We're going to hear a song by them called The Aviator from their album Lightning and Pizza. And they not only sent me the CD, but they also sent me some lovely crayon drawings with it. And I'll tell you, if you want to get airplay on Pat Radio, including a personal note or pictures that you've drawn yourself, always helps. I'm going to I have those scanned, and I'm going to put them up on the website real soon.
Don't you wish you could?